Kedvak. We're up to Shimpei Ches Sif Zayin. I'd like to give the Olam an extra Yashar Koach for coming tonight, the night before Bedikas Chametz. It's a bit difficult. I think the women, the Eishes Chayels, deserve even a Sheachal, deserve even a bigger Yashar Koach for letting you off the hook.
They want to thank you.
They want to thank you, depending on the wife. Baruch Hashem. Actually, it was interesting because we're going to see Mit Hashem in this halacha in the Ramah is geboit on a shaila which was asked to the Trubus Maram on Erev Pesach during Bir Chometz. And he writes, he started doing Bir Chometz, but because of the Oimik HaShaila, he has to answer quickly, and then that was geboit to halacha, which we're going to learn in Mit Hashem and Sev Zayin. So if I say it's a timely thing, it's a mesugel to learn this halacha of Moisa before Pesach. I'm not sure exactly why. I'll leave it up to the Mekabalim. But anyway, we're up to Sev Zayin. I hope to do, if time allows, I hope to do Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. Siv Zayin, the first part of Siv Zayin is Toyim V'Nitin. I'm going to try to go through it a little quicker than normal, because I want to focus on the second half of Siv Zayin, which is Erech Shmak, Halach Lamaisa, and Siv Ches. Okay. The Maccabi says the following. Mi sheyeshu lov edim shemasa mamun chaveroi. If you have edim, that he was a Maisa. Reuven was Maisa Shemin, Kagoin Shehera Meyatzmoy, either showed it by himself, Oisha Ne'enas, or he was forced, Venosa Venosan, and he did a Maisa B'Yadayim, which we said before, the Machab holds, even if you're forced, if you're Nos Venosan, you're Chayiv. Velo Yaduhu Edim, and the Edim are unaware of Kama Hifsidu B'Misirasai. One thing we know is that he was Hifsid B'Misirasai, we know that the guy was a Moisa, we just don't know how much. And the Nimsa claims that, what do you mean, I lost $100,000 from this with legal fees and who knows what. And the Moisa says, nothing doing. It couldn't have been $100,000. So now we have a problem. This is a Toyim V'Nitin Shaila. You have a Machlekes Moisa versus Nimsa. What's going on? The Nimsa obviously knows firsthand exactly how much he lost. He's a Tainus Bari. And the Moisa is arguing and says, I wasn't mafsid you so much. The aloch is im tofas ha-nimsa, if the nimsa chaps the money, eim mitziyin miyadoi, you can't take it away from the nimsa. If the nimsa chaps the whole $100,000 from the maisa, he has it. Ela, navas, nishba b'nikitas chayfetz, v'zecha b'masha tofas. He's going to have to make a shur b'nikitas chayfetz, and with that, he'll be able to keep b'masha tofas. He can keep. Nikitas Chayfetz means it's a special type of shvur. It's a shvur chamur. It's not just like a shvur sesed. It's a shvur chamura. He has to hold on to a sefer Torah, whatever it is, and he makes a dvar mitzvah, and he makes a shvur. V'zeich b'masha tofas, and with that he can keep the money that he seized. V'yesh reimim b'sveka d'dinu lo mani tvisa. And others say by sveka d'dinu you can't have a tvisa. What's going on here? I should really give you a backdrop. There's a halacha. The normal, if there's a toyim v'nitin, I tiny, you owe me money, you tiny, no. You're going to win. Your muchzak is going to win. You might have a shvuas heses. If it's a moedah b'miktzas, you'll have a shvuas derais of a moedah b'miktzas. But always the holder, the muchzak, is going to win. Possession is 9/10 of the law. He's always going to win. However, when you have somebody who you can't give a shvuas to, because he's puzzled, because he did an avl, he was a gazlan, he was a mazak, whatever it is, he can swear. You don't allow this guy to swear. It's not believed with Ishvua. So now we're stuck. So what do we do? So came along Chazal and said, if you in such a case where the Gazlan is supposed to be making the Shuvah's blame the B'miktzas, and he can't because he's a Gazlan, we are Mahapich the Shuvah. We take the Shuvah away from him and we give it to the Nigzal. So the Nigzal's advantage. And the Nigzal now can make a Shuvah and take it from the Gazlan. It was a Takana to allow the Nigzal to get repaid. We have this takana by a Nigzal, we have this takana by a Nizik, we have this takana in many situations. The Gemara has a shayla, Yiboyulahu. Did we make this takana by a Moisa or not? A Moisa Nimsa relationship, where the Moisa is possible, we're going to see in Yetzashem Sivches, he's possible, Eidesul Shvua. So this Moisa who can't swear, did we take away his shvua and give it to the Nimsa and allow the Nimsa to make a shvua and collect whatever he wants? Obviously he has to make a shvua, but if he claims it was $100,000, $100,000 it is. He claims half a million it is. And the Moisa is going to be stuck, he's going to have to cough up the money. Did we make this takana or not? That was the shayla of the Gemara. And it was Iboy de lo yifshita. The Gemara doesn't have a pshitas to the shayla. So whenever you have a teiku in halacha, it's a suffix. It's a sveika dedina. It's a suffix in the Gemara. Now there's a makloikis rishayim Bavus makleg is Ramam and Taiz is Narash, whatever. So makleg is Yishayin, and when you have something which is a Sveika Dedina, are you allowed to be Taifis or not? It's really not for tonight, it's really talk for Kayin, it's a whole Sugya Arucha, Shreya Sugya, but basically the Ramah holds you could have a Tvisa, you can make a Tvisa, which is the Shitas of Machaba, and the Ramah goes like Taisis, that you cannot make the Tvisa. So what happened over here is that the Nimsar would like to make the Shvuah, it's a Bay Delay of Shetah, we can't give him that Shvuah because it's a Mitzvah Mekavel of Araya, but what he did, he was clever, he snatched the money, so now he's the Muxik. He did a Maisa Tvisa. So if you hold like the Rambam, you can make the Tvisa. You could be Toifis even if there's Sveka Dedina. So now that he's Muxik, so he could say, yes, you could believe in Nimsa with a Shvuah. He's Muxik. He could tie that. So all he has to do is make a Shvuah, but Nikita Skaifis and no win. And Taisa says, your Tvisa after Sveka Dedina is not going to work. And my Mele, we disregard your Tvisa. You got to give it back. And the Maisa will win, and the Nimsa won't be able to keep the money. So that's these two Shitas. The Machaba holds. The Machaba holds like the Rambam, and the Rambam holds like Tosis. And that's what, if you look in this man, Sifkan Chavalot, that's what he says, the boy dolo yefshetu b'gemara, he also takana b'nimsa liyas nemun b'shvua, lito k'moshe titna b'nigzal, v'lo yefshita. V'tzvirle ala Rambam de mahani b'tvisa, v'riva rosh v'rile Tosis holds lo mahani kivin du sveika didina. From an Ashkenazi, and either, back and forth, and then they go to a Hasidic Vezin. Yeah. Good. So that's going to be the Shaila here. Good. That's the 2 days. Now, again, I'm going to try to go through this a little quicker. There are many Yesedis here, so I'm going to mention the Yesedis just that the Doylum could have packed them for life, but really they're not our in Yonim. First of all, I guess we should start from the beginning. Look at this massive cotton chof, he touches it up, that this whole shiloh, whether we made a takon or not, is only if there were edim. Avol me'enol of edim, but if there's no edim to begin with, there were no edim that it was a moisa, then we don't have the shiloh. Then you don't have a takonis nigza, you don't have a takonis moisa that you can make a shvua. So then you're going to be stuck. So all you have to do is yeshav al hesesh leim masrei, the moisa will have to make a shvua hesesh that it was leim masrei, and it'll win. It's like any other toin vinin that the muksak makes a shvua hesesh when it's a bari against the bari. But what we're talking about was like the makabis, mishi esh olav edim shemosa. So then it comes the shiloh of the Gemara, did they make this takono or not? If you look in the Shach and Sivkot Nukhav Tez, he has a bomb kasha on the Mechabit, it's not just Mechabit, it's Rishonim, he's taking on Rishonim now. Look at the Shach Sivkot Nukhav Tez, Oysha Ne'enas V'nosam Nosam B'yad, Be'em is King Kos of a Rambam, the Rambam says the exact same halacha, that we're talking about even if he was Ne'enas V'nosam Nosam B'yad, V'chenu B'yishushan, D'miboy V'lo Yivshita, Avokosha Li Zfrek Teshach B'ne'enas, Pishlam in a normal case, he was a Moisa, he did something that he shouldn't have been doing. So then we have the Shaila of the Gemara, did we take away his Shvu and give it to the other party to be Goiva? But if he was a Nenas, he was forced. So Nanich Nenas is Chayev, Ava B'Nenas, V'Nosem Nosem B'Yad, Heiche Neima Hudu Boi Dola Yivshata. How could you say that this was also part of the Shaila of the Gemara? Holoimi Boi B'Shas, Ela B'Moisa, the whole Gemara Shaila was, by Moisa, Namanda Doin Dina Ragami, that he did something wrong. Ava B'Nenas, V'Nosem V'Nosem B'Yad, but it was a nenas v'nasam v'nasam b'yad. The check has a dual kasha going on here. We'll say ava b'nenas v'nasam v'nasam b'yad. First of all, he's not a moisa. He's not doing a b'diba. He's not just doing a gamri. He's a mazik b'yadayim v'lav garmihu. Says a whole shayla gemara was by a moisa because he's a shayla of garmi. So the shayla was a garmi dik a moisa. Did they make a takana? But someone who's emes a mazik avada by a mazik, they made the takana. That we know algamena that the mazik avada has a takana. So if it's nasam nasam yad, it's a mamish a mazik avada. He's passed a takana. And the frektashach a second kasha the other way around. Upshito, if we were going to talk about our case, we was a mazik b'idaim and he was nenas. The loshak takana is nigzal. The onusu. He's an oinus. He's a kosher yid. He's an oinus. He had to do what he did. He was threatened. He's not nifsal. Even shenenas. He was nenas. And people try to give terus and Maruch Hashulchan and preacher. There was no real good terus. The shakash is a bomb. Is that the whole shayla of the Gemara was by a moisa de kagarmi? But if it was a mazik mamish, avada, we know he did a takana for mazik. And liidik iso, if he was nenas, We know Yizichah don't have the takana. The whole brother, the takana was the Gazan can't swear, Mazan can't swear. So we take away the shuh. He did something wrong. We take away the shuh from him. He's a chashu. We give it to the other side. But in this case, where the guy was a nenas, he was forced to do it. So he's an ish kasha. Avada is chayv to pay. We said before, good, but he's an ish kasha. So avada wouldn't have the whole shal of the gemara because the whole gemara was only if he did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. So avada he should be believed. So he blies tzoraki in gadol. All right, but notwithstanding, he still have a mechaber and Rambam and Yishayim. Otherwise, good. Now, be'emes, there are two ways to read the Gemara Shaila. It's Machlokes Rishonim. You'll see it's Machlokes even Lahalok Lamaisek Tzaisen Shach. The Gemara de Shaila by a Moisa who was a Garmi, did we make the Takana or not? I should tell you that there were two Takanas made. There was one for a Nigzal and one for a Mazik. The Takana of a Nigzal was an extreme. Even if the Gazan is a Bori Faket, I did not steal from you this so much. Still, we give the Nigzal the upper hand and he's allowed to make a shvua and be goyva money. Means we went today by a Gazan, we don't care even if the Gazan is Machesh and Bebari. By a Mazik, the only time we did this takon is if I broke something in your house, and I don't know how much it was, I burnt down your house, and you claim you had millions of dollars worth of furniture. I had no idea, right? So I'm a Shema and you're a Bari. So bet, and even then, I would be believed, I just make a shul, I'm a shem, or whatever it is, I'm pata, I only have to pay whatever I have to pay. But in this case, we made a takon, and they gave it to the nizik, that the nizik can make the shul. But if I'd be a bari if I cared, if I would say, I for sure wasn't mazik you more than $10, and you claim $1 million, we didn't make a takon, I'm going to be believed. Or being a regular mitzvah mixes, I make a shul and I'll be believed. Means the takana of nigza was so strong that even if the gazan was a bari if I cared, the Nigzal has the upper hand. The Takana by a Mazik wasn't so strong. It's only if the Mazik is a Shema, not if the Mazik is a Bari. That's just the backdrop. Now, the Gemara de Shiloh by Moisa, did they make the Takana or not? So, Makloik is Rishonim, which Takana we're referring to? Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Takana of every Mazik, for sure we have. That's a Dava Pasha. Ravado, who's going to think that a Moisa is worse? Avada that Takana we're going to for sure have. The whole Shaila of the Gemara was, did they give Moisa, since Moisa is such a Shlechta Zach, did they give him the stronger Takana, like as if he would be a Gazlan? Did they give him a Takana, the Nimsa Takana, that he could be Goiva with his Shvui, even if the Moisa is a Bari Faket? If the Moisa is a Shema, that's not even Shaila of the Gemara, it's a Dava Pasha, it's not a Boy de Lifshita. The whole Gemara Shaila was, if he's a Bari, that's Rabbeinu Tam, how he learned the Gemara. It means the whole Shal Gemara was, if the Moisa is worse than a Mazik, if the Moisa is like a Gazlan. The Rehold's Fakert. The Rehold, the whole Gemara Shal was, that they give the Moisa altogether the Takana. Because maybe a Moisa is less than a Mazik. A Mazik is a Mazik B'Yadayim. Or a Moisa is only a Mazik only B'Garmi. Maybe for Garmi, we didn't do the Takana. Come to Isa Tiri, even if the Moisa is a Shema. Well, nice and nice and biyad is the next step. Is a mazik biyadayim. That's what the Shach's taina was. Shach, yes.
No, but the Ri was saying this.
The Ri is saying it's a Gemara Shaila. Could be the Shaila is in all places. But the Gemara Shaila is in regular. Well, the Gemara says it took about Garmi. Then we know the Gemara took about a regular moisa, which is only Garmi. The Gemara has adok that Shaila. We know that. But the Ri says that the Shaila was because maybe moisa is even lighter than a mazik. It means even if the moisa is a Shema, the Nimsa will not be able to win with a Shua, or maybe he will be able to win with a Shua. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Nafkamin is that now we know it's a Nebai de Laifshita. What was a Nebai de Laifshita? Lori Abeinu Tam, the Nebai de Laifshita is only when the moisa is a Bari. But when the moisa is a Shema, for sure we'll have the takana. That wasn't part of the Ibai Dolei of Shetah. And like the Ri, even if the Maisa would be a Shema, that was part of the Ibai Dolei of Shetah. And the Nafkamina is how we're going to see. Let's continue in the Mechab. Now go back to this halakha, because Mechab continues. Even the Mechab right now, the Mechab says, V'amaisa kaifa b'mashatana. The Kimta the Mechab has is the Maisa himself was a Bari Faket. He's kaifa b'mashatana. That was the Shaila. And then therefore the Mechab continues, V'yesh mishayma, shema maisa ayma eini yudea kama v'sadata. If the Maisa would only be a Shema, because I don't know kama v'sadata ayodi, then yishava nimtza v'yito, that wouldn't be even a Shaila. That would be a Dava Pashat. You could win, because like Rabbeinu Tam, that wasn't part of the Shaila. The whole Shaila was when the Moisa is a Bari Faket, not when he's a Shema. The Shach argues, the Shach Paskin's like, He holds a kama rishonim. If you look in the shaks of cotton lamed zayin, in the middle he says gama shapasik mashal sham krabein atam einir ali the pashta sugya mash makari. And the last line of the shak is bahanir eikah kari the gam bezem yiboy leshas. He also took on his nigzal aloi on misvekel amafkinu memoina keinir ali. So the shak at least holds a b'tari sofek. Could be he holds in ganzen he passes like the ri that this is also by the levshet and he argues with the mechava and the ksois and silkat and zayin. Argues with the shak and passing like the Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the end of the Ksais of Katan Zayin, the last three lines, he says, "V'lochei nir ikka gedivri Rabbeinu Tam, v'chei mashma mistim b'tivri ha-shulchanok, shakasa v'amoysa kifib, u'mashma b'batoin shema, v'adi nishba nimsa v'noito, v'avagav the shak daita d'loik Rabbeinu Tam, nir nikka divri ha-shulchanok, v'gam ha-ramo, shulohei vidas ha-chok, nir disrila gedivri ha-shulchanok, z'yev ha-machaba, stimus ramo, and he passed the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's alokala maysa and makloikas shak and ksois, down to the wire, how are we going to pass in here? But that was the child of the Gemara. So, n'boi d'lo yivshita. Good. Now, like I said, it's really toin v'nitin. I know that it's a takana, but it's totally under a lot of things. We made a takana begaz and a mazak, and to do the sugya properly, we would need a whole arichas, and I'd rather move on. But there is a major kasha on this whole story. And the kasha is that v'nitvi, the mois agrees that he was mazak something. It's a moid b'miktas, that's for sure. He's moid to say, just, you tain it was $1 million, and I tain it was only $10. But he knows that's something, so he's a moid b'miktas. And the moise can't swear, because he's pasul eidus l'shua. We have a concept, when every time you have a moid b'miktas, you have a concept of mechui shvua, v'en yochel yishov v'meshalim. Normally, a moid b'miktas could be potter with a shvua. But if he can't make that shvua, then he's stuck, then he's going to have to pay. So here, however you're going to learn this, without the takana, you have a regular case, the guy is pashas of moedah b'miktas, and he cannot make a shvua, so it should be a mechuyav shvua v'ein yochel yishov v'mesham. This is $1 million kasha, and the shak asked it in sifkot and lamed vav. I'm going to go through the shak pretty quick. He has a bunch of terutzim to this kasha, but okay, the shak says, v'yeshli ledaktik, in the second line of sifkot and lamed vav, v'yeshli ledaktik, the tepuk, Lahu belav haki hakiven shamoisa moidah shevsidoi ve'ena yodea kama havle moidah b'miktzas v'alashar ena yodea the kaima lon davi le mechui shvuah ve'ena yochel yishov v'meshalem v'shekenegdo afilu shvuah loy body. He ain't telling me you wanted to make a takana that the nimsa be gegoyver with a shvuah. In fact, the shach better yet, he's a moidah b'miktzas. He can't make a shvuah. It's mechui shvuah ve'ena yochel yishov v'meshalem. He should have to pay even if the yena doesn't make a shvuah to be gegoyver. What's going on? So Shach has a bunch of truths, and I'm going to skip. If you look yes, like...
Without Tvisa also.
Yes, done without Tvisa and a Konami.
You see both things.
Correct, 100%. So if you look like five lines later, towards the end of the line, he says, V'nirli l'tareitz, the efsha, the Rabbeinu Tam V'ri Yisayvrim, this Shach is Mala Yisaydis, but the efsha, the Rabbeinu Tam V'ri Yisayvrim, K'moshe K'safti Leo Sim Shim Pei Vav Sivkot Yod, B'Shem HaRamban, the B'chol Dine De Garmi, Einish Boin Shvu Satayra, since Moses Gaboit on Garmi, and we're talking about Garmi. By Garmi, there's a special halacha that there's no Shavuos HaTorah, so you wouldn't have the whole concept of Moed B'miktas. Inami, another teres, K'mesh Ksafti, L'Elsim, Shimpeich, Vav, Sifkon, Ha'aluk, Disrir, L'Ri, V'Shar, V'Aliyates, the Din in the Garmi is the Rabbanan. We only say that concept when it's a Shavuos D'Raisa, not by a Shavuos D'Rabbanan. If you skip go to the next line towards the end of the line, you have the third teretz. Oy de shleimo, de mari do ima ha moisa, heilich amashev sidoi. Heilich, you know, my moedah b'miktas is only chayv eshova if I still owe you the money, but if I give you the amount that I, moedah that I owe you, heilich, here's the money that I vada owe you, and the rest, go jump in the lake because I deny it, so then you don't have the shrew of moedah b'miktas. So we're talking about a case where he paid him up right away, he's tying him, heilich, take the money, oy, sheyesh le kinegdoi biyada nimsa, or the nimsa already has his money, so it's like heilich, let's say the nimsa is a nifkad from his pagod, and the nimsa has money of his, whatever it is, so you don't have the din of moedah b'miktas anymore. Another teretz. Okay, we take the virash b'tshuva v'arosh l'marati teretz acher. The kivin do lahavile l'moisa leida kama hevsidoi. Famous isoy the l'shayik loyma davi mechuyev shvua. The only time we say mechuyev shvua v'en yokel leshav v'mishalim, we throw the book at the guy if he can't make a shvua, is if he should have known the amount. So something suspicious that he denies knowing the rest. He's signing a chresen. I don't know the rest and amount. So here's mechuyev shvua v'en yokel leshav v'mishalim because he's signing that he doesn't know. Here she didn't have to know how much it was. Because she didn't have to know, we don't have the concept mechuyev shuvah inyan kol shava mishalim. Sorry?
We're not talking about ein yadah.
He doesn't know the rest.
No, he says koifer.
He knows. Oh, you mean if he will know that it's for sure, I wasn't masik you anymore, you mean?
Right, that's still called.
You mean the case of that case? I hear. Oh, yeah, so the case, no, well, the case was, is you taina, it's $1 million, and I'm taina, b'masha taina, and I'm saying it's for sure wasn't. And
right. So
and if he doesn't, with this case, you mean he taina, for some reason, he knows that it was for sure not, so you won't have it. Good. Good, all right. And then if you go on, like a line and a half before where it says, v'risi babak, that new paragraph, he says, oid niru li la teretz, afilu l'masha leitzi la'el, karamam v'siyata, da'af b'dova sh'olav alay l'eida, arminu m'chuy yishuv v'en yachal yishav v'mishalem, yishlem v'derem, v'en otam v'ri b'teisis, u'poiskim, mairi kan, sh'nimsa moida, sh'maisa eini yadeya. Where the nimsa is agrees, he understands why the maisa shouldn't know. V'chay gavna kasav tisham, du l'kuli amo, l'arminu m'chuy yishuv v'en yachal yishav v'mishalem. Okay, it's a lot of you say this, I know I'm doing this quick, but even if the Olam chaps half of it, it's also Shem Kadai. Alright, but that's the Yisoid. Now, going back to Ramah, the Ramah injects in here another halakha. Vim yadu bir hadvarim. If we know not only that it was Maisa, but we also know how much money he had to pay off the Tsar, how much the legal fees were. And what's the problem? Just the Maisa time is that maybe you could have done better with the Tsar, you could have negotiated a better deal. Or maybe you had to pay off some of that amount for a different cheshbon. It wasn't all because of this Maisa Mesira. We had such a dintaria like this. The guy was Maisa, and he argued later maybe some of the legal fees were for something else. But we know what the legal fees were. We know how much the amount was. Not just we know that it was Maisa, but we know the exact amount too. Just he tiny is maybe you didn't need to spend so much money. Then hanimsa nishba v'noita. Then everyone holds, that's not part of the Ibaidu Livshata, and then everyone holds they have a nishba v'noita. All right. I went through this very quick. I understand. Okay, let's continue. Hagaz, Dr. Amar. V'cholzeh is b'maisa momin. All this is we're talking about, where is maisa momin. But if he was Maisa his goof, he put him into Tfisa or whatever it was to get klep, then everyone holds that you could make a Nishbayim v'naitlin. He caught him to be captive, to be captured, to be put in jail. That is worse. Our whole shail is by moment, but if you can cause him jail time or any other type of misira on his goof, then everyone holds he could be Nishba v'naitl. Why? Because this is not Maisa of Garmi, this is Mazik B'yadayim. That's the lesson of the Ramah.
So what does he actually pay? Is it a Nezik?
He has to pay either the Nezik for the Chavala or the amount that he had to redeem himself to get out of prison, right? He had to post bail or whatever it is, post a bond. So all that Haitzoyis to get out of his Mesir Sagov, he's going to be Chayiv for. And that he could be Nishba V'Noitel because this is Mazik B'yadayim. Why is it be a dime? $1 million kasha. Very good. So if you look in the shach, on the end of the sixth wide line, lafini is daiti deloy nihira klal lechalik b'maisa mamayna aigufay aikagon shagom latfisa. What's a chilek? It's safe la avid maisa ela diburuhu v'la mechayev ela mishum dina degami. So what's going on? That's the part of Shaila the Gemara. Who cares if he was Garmi on his money or is Garmi on his goof? If the Gemara Shaila was that on Garmi, maybe we didn't make a takana, you should have that over here as well. As I effect the shach, Mamela, if you look towards the end of the shach, I know I'm flying here, I'm sorry, but if you look towards the end of the shach, three lines to the end, the shach says, Hilkoch nira baruk moshe kasafti, the bein masa mamaynoi aigufa imloi osa maise biyodov kugoyin shalika ba'atzma letvisa. If he did that, if Imamish brought him to jail, he did a maise biyadayim and a chanami, then the shach would be moida. But if he didn't do that, v'lo ovid ele diburai, so it's only gami, he only told the sar, he only snitched on the guy, l'mechayva l'mishum dinin de gami, v'ubechlama de boy l'shas, it's part of the shayla, yosa takanas nigza b'masa, l'man de done din in the gami. Kay nearly bara. And I only had the v'lo tzakti la'arach recommendation gadol adom maril lo'ipazekim v'nimshuku akrav ma'ashal v'rav ma'ram lo'blin v'sharkreinim u'leniz daitis o'ktashak. I'm taking everyone on who kishkaga yetzim lifnei ha'shalitim ha'elam. Took everyone on. He says not true. Even if you Moisa Aguf, you're part of the same shayla.
How is Moisa Aguf considered not garmi? It's still garmi.
It's still garmi. That's the shak's kasha.
No, even if he's...
No, if I pick the guy, if I bring the guy, I schlep him, I force him to come, so I'm doing a maisa v'yadayim.
But I didn't do the hezik to him.
What's the hezik?
I didn't do the hezik. I didn't clap him. I didn't hit him. I mean,
but I put him in that position. He's got that some of the achronim ask on the shak that even if you bring it, still up to, ultimately it's up to the sar's decision to take him or not. So at best, it's vital only like a type of a garmi. Maybe that's what you mean to ask. But okay, but the ksois argues with the shak, sort of based on the same lishitosim. The shak learned that the gemara shayla, the shak passes like the re. So the gemara shayla was maybe mois is more kal than every mazik. Because it's only Garmi. So he says it's also only Garmi. The Ksais learns that whatever you have by every mazik, Avadi you're going to have here too. The whole shala was, maybe Mais is worse. Now there happens to be Allah, which I didn't tell you, is that Adkan we were talking about Gazlan and mazik, right? But now there's Allah, mazik moment. Now there's Allah, mazik guf, nechbal. There we zikha made the takono that he has a right to be nishba v'noitel all the way. So Mela zuk to Ksais, since the whole Gemara shala was only to make the Maisa worse than a mazik, so that's when you're talking about mazik mamon. If you're doing a mazik and a guf, so the gemara's shaila could only be to make it worse than a mazik guf. Well, every nechbal, we know we made the takana all the way. So the gemara would never have a shaila by a moiser on a guf. Because it's poshut. Whatever is by a nechbal, it's going to be by a moiser. Our whole gemara's shaila was to make moiser worse. So the ksais is l'shitase, the shak is l'shitase. The ksais is memela, the ramah is gerecht. Now it happens to be la'halacha, we pass them like the ramah, it's a churishai, it's a many achreinim. What the reason exactly is that we know the Ksaisa's reason, I can't tell you the exact reason, Shaks Kasha is Aizen Akasha, but Halacha LaMaisa, we hold that yes, a Maisa Guf is worse. Just that's what you should remember. Okay, while we're at it, you should look at a very important Tzivkot and Chav Gimel. We had a Din Torah recently on this as well. The Sma says, Havik Mazik Biyadayim. What did I do? I caused him a Tfisa, I caused him to be beaten up. Well, the Marivayel, if you look in the Chuvah, Simon Chav Ches, V'sayim Shom in the Marivayel, after Toin Shaloi Tafsu Mishum Shehikeyu, I taina that you know why you were put in jail wasn't because you hit me. See, what happened? You hit me, and I was Maisa on you, and I caused you to be put into Tvisa. I filed a claim. It wasn't a monetary claim. It was a criminal charge against you that you beat me up, manslaughter, whatever the case was, and I'm going to get you and put you in jail. So you were placed in jail. So now, you got beaten up, that's not the reason why you're placed in jail, because of my claim. No, because the reason is because Elam Hashem Shabarak, is because you tried to fight it, and you blew the fighting. You tried to run away, and they caught you, so they saw that you were really a criminal, or whatever it was, and therefore they threw the book at you. Or you lied in court. Look, I just did a very criminal charge. But then when you went into court, you managed to lie through your teeth on 100 things. The judge saw what you were doing. He threw the book at you. All that could have been avoided. You were the one who played that role. All I did was, is I set you up at the beginning. That's true. But if you would have played along, you would never had such terrible damages. You wouldn't have been put into jail. All you would have to do is maybe pay the fine or whatever it was. But you wouldn't have had to go as a vayit. Afilo hachi iskai. If still, the person who is a maisa is at fault for everything wrong that comes about. And he says, my raya is a tshuvas maram mirambura, because it was a tshuva. Ram has a case that there was somebody who the government was trying to catch, and he fought back. Reuven was maisa Shimon to the government, so the government's now going after Shimon. And Shimon was trying to fight back. And while they're trying to fight back, so the police took out the guns and shot Shimon and killed him. Zok to Maram, the Maisa is a Retzayak, even though who asked Shimon to fight the charges? If he would have given himself in, he wouldn't have been shot. He could have allowed them, he would have put into jail, or been penalized, whatever it is. But all that came from the Maisa. So he has a din. His lashon is Alecha Chirata Litvis Chaver LoKoyfu LaChrichu LaMishpat. They're just forcing him to come to court. Or Miktayk Shalaratza LaNiach Lahem LaToysay Hiku Aysay. They beat him up. VaHargu Aysay. And they killed him. VaDonalav Maram Kol Din Retzek Matam Shein Adam Neich Atzmai Litvis. That's it. You have everyone knows a chazaka that a person doesn't allow himself, doesn't give himself in so easily. So when you were Maisa, you should have taken that into account. Maybe he'll try to defend himself, or try to escape, or try to fight, and something terrible could happen. All that is the achrayis of the moisa. The marshal, we had recently a case, Reuven filed a charge against Shimon, and Shimon was summoned to go to court, and Shimon, whatever the reason is, it's not negeya, but Shimon ended up not showing to court, he was a no-show, so they issued an arrest warrant on Shimon, and they put him in jail. And Reuven pined it, look, I didn't ask you to make a no-show in court, you could have showed up in court and everything would have been fine. It's your fault that you decided to not show and have an arrest warrant on you. Well, that's this halacha. You should know that people not always respond so nicely when people are trying to chap them. That was the case of Maram. They were trying to koifel l'achrichel mishpat, and he didn't want, and he was killed. Maram said he's a retzeach. So to this guy is going to be achroi for all the haitzayis and everything that happened because the guy tried to defend himself, maybe in a silly way, tried to escape or whatever it was. But all that is nichnas in the Maisa Mesira. All right, let's move on. But if it's a regular toin v'nitin v'hu koife without any edim, yishav aloi heses. And some say, you can make a shvus heses that you didn't do the maisa mesira, but the tzarek yishav aloi lefnei asar, he's going to have to swear in front of the sar shalai masralai. To swear shalai in front of the sar is much easier. You have no one in the room who knows that you're a liar when you're making that shua. So if I taina you a maisa michalila in front of the sar, when you make that shua, make sure to make it in front of the sar, because then you'll look stupid when you're swearing in front of the sar, something that the sar knows that you're lying on. V'ein tzarek, however, Zakhtar Ramah, v'ein tzarek lasas nikiyazu, this extra nikiyaz that you have to do in front of the sar, is LRP aid echad ha-meid shemasri, only if you have an aid echad who's made that he was meisah him. Avol, ein ha'akum ne'monu v'kak, but if the whole testimony is only from a goy, that doesn't count. It's only if you have an aid echad, a yiddish aid echad, then you have to make this extra nikiyaz of swearing in front of the sar.
And didn't he say that you're not supposed to be made if you're only
an eid
a few weeks ago?
No, you're not supposed to be made for court because they'll use the eidus more than it is kedin. Here the eid is coming to a bezin to use it that the moisa should have to make a shur in front of the sar. That's fine. That's not more than kedin. That's what the din is. So that's fine. Now, if you look in the shach in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, towards the end says, "V'nira da'af harav lo ka'oma ela lafuki she'ena akim ne'monim b'kak linin she'yasas she'yasas nikiyazu b'fneim." The whole case is talking about where we don't know what took place. No one knows the truth. And our whole ages is coming from a guy, so therefore you don't have to make this extra nikiyas. If the nimsa himself says, I know that you're the one who did it, I know that you are meisah me, then so basically you have to do this nikiyas whether you have a Tainas Bari, or whether you have an Eid Echad Yisrael, a good Eid Echad, then you'll have to make the Nekiyas too. But if only all you have is an Eid of a Goy, you won't have to make this Nekiyas. Okay. Adkan is the Toin V'Nitin part. That's what I was trying to run through. Okay, now let's go to more, getting back to Moisa more, to the nitty-gritty of Moisa. So a lot of lomdus in a very good shmak. Okay, Zokter Ramah, Shnayim Shemasru B'Yachad, if you have two people who are Moisa together, Kol Echad Mishalam Akatzi. Reuven and Shimon was Moisa Levi. They both were in tandem. They went and were Moisa Levi to an Anas or to the Tsar. So each one, they have to, it's like Shnaim Sheziko. They have to share and they have saved them 50-50. Each one pays a half of the damage. However, V'im B'zeh Achazeh. However, first Reuven was Moisa. Then Shimon went ahead and was Moisa, the same Levi. But Reuven did it first. Then there's a chiddush halacha that our achron is pata. Shimon is going to be pata for his mesira. Why? To call his man shalai nifta mi mesira harishaino. Because call his man, Levi was still entangled in the court system. He was still entangled in the maisa mesira from Reuven's yet. Hanezik ba migram harishain. The whole nezik came because of Reuven, the first guy who was maisa. The first maisa is going to have to pay everything. The second maisa really didn't accomplish anything, because without him the exact same thing happened, would have happened, and not only would have happened, it actually did happen. We assume that the whole nezek came because of Reuven's Maisa Mesira. It's a chiddush halacha. You have someone who's Maisa, comes along another guy who's Maisa, You could think that maybe the other guy helped out, or at the very least, is also a shutif in this Maisa Mesira. No, because everything would have happened still from Reuven, Memeila, and everything did happen still from Reuven, Memeila, you're going to be Pata. The second guy is going to be Pata. Now, if you look in the Beragoylo, Beragoylo is Mekatsa, but he says in Oiz Dalet, the third line from the top, if you look in the Chuvis Maram, this is the Mordechai B'Shem Namaram, Ubiyashom. Now, this halacha, by the way, was asked to Maram on Erev Pesach. I told you, when you're talking about this, came to him, he says, while he's doing Bir Chametz, he's responding to the Shaila, that if he's still caught up from Reuven's Mesira, then Shimon is not going to be Chayiv. However, he says, Ubiyashom, he's only part of me a moment, of a Ye'onish Betana Ye'is Malkus. He still deserves to get nice clap for patch for what he did, and he has to make tinius, because he shouldn't do a Maisa Mesira ever. Actually, if the lashon is, I'll tell you the whole lashon. It says, "Lifta b'loy klumi efsho ki higdal lias chayte v'loy loy sanega lekatega v'nase sarso la'avera onish yonish betanius of a malkius oy benidi im bar hachihu." If he's a bar hachi, he should even get a nidui for what he did. So even though, if he could handle it, you think it's going to have its right effect on him. It's a bar hachi that he should deserve the nidui and it'll achieve its results. Then you should even put him in nidui for what he did, even though he's going to be pata. Now, what in the world is going on here? Why should this guy be pata? What's going on? Just because of, but I came along and I played a role also. So if you look in the Goyins of Katan Mem Dalit, which is really the Mordechai just very bekitza. He says, "Kama shikasa beperakama of Baba Kama, bechavila v'safsel ala debalav haki ma'ika over upata." The case was, if there was a fire, there was a chavila that was going. Reuven set a fire to burn down Levi's crop, and I came, and Shimon came along and threw a twig into the fire, threw something into the fire. So now he was marbe bechavili. He made the fire even bigger, and the fire went along and burned down Levi's crop. The Zakta Gemara, that if the fire would have done the exact same thing, had Shimon not thrown in the extra fire, then Shimon is going to be potter. The whole thing would have happened from Reuven. We didn't need Shimon to play any role. All Shimon did was throw in, even if Shimon made the fire greater.
Faster.
That doesn't say it's going to go faster. Grada, it doesn't say that. It might be enough Gemini, we'll see shortly. It just said he made the fire bigger, so when it got to Levi's field, presumably Levi's field was Genizik from both fires, right? You can't differentiate whose fire it is. It's now it should just take a fire. No, but since the whole fire of Reuven's would have done the exact same thing, Memela, Shimon is going to be Potter. Now this happens to be a Machlokes Rishonim, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns the Gemara Ma'akovid, like this Maram, that the second guy is totally Potter. Tosis learns Ma'akovid means that you can't say that the second guy is totally Chayiv. Avadi is a Shutev with the first guy. So they're going to each pay Chatzi. So it's not, doesn't stim 100% over here. The Tosis learns that Marbe B'Chavila, both of them are Shutev and Behezek, and each one is going to have to pay half the amount. And here the Maram uses this halakha to say that the second guy is Potter completely. As Neshkevel, the Maram doesn't learn like Rashi. And we grad the Paskin like Rashi. In Tof Yud Ches, Sif Yud, we Paskin like Rashi. The second guy is going to be Potter. But you'll see that I think over here that even Tosis is Moida. Tosis wasn't Moida. The normal case of Marbe B'Chavila is when it got to your field, both of our fires damaged your field. Because some of the fire comes from my wood, some of the fire comes from your wood. That the whole thing would have done from your fire. So Tosis says, look, but it's still shot from Sheziko. Over here, it's not like there were two Sarim, there were two Anasim who are going to hurt the guy. Reuven told the Anis to hurt Levi, and Shimon told the Anis to hurt Levi. It's the same Anis, exact same fire, it's exact same mazik. That mazik, the complete mazik, would have and did come from Reuven. We didn't need Shimon to do anything to cause the exact same hefset. And here it's Yitalkan, even Tosas would be Moida. And I'll show you what I mean. If you look weiter, the Goyin says at the next line, Vamin and Shom, another svara, is really the Maram again. He puts two svaras together. Hani mileheka dolo ukmi. But if the anis is on his thing, mikli kalya, it's already burnt up. We had this halacha before, is that if I'm Moisa, if I tip off a goy where to get your money, I'm going to be chayef. However, if the goy knew about your money and he was right then, he was about to take your money anyway, and then I decide to help the anis out and pick it up, well, the anis forces me actually, and I picked it up and I give it to the anis, even though I was nesam and nesam biyad, there the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that I'm going to be potter. Why? Because everything happened from the first without me. The anis was there anyway. Umikla kalya, it's already as if it's burnt. And we had this halacha. We had a shaila what this halacha means. We had two pshatim I share with the other. One pshat of the achronim was, is because it's kilo, it's kvarneva, it's already hefka. Once the anus is already on the money, it's already burnt, you can just give it up. Just mimiyayich, it's already hefka, there's nothing to do, you'll never be able to save it. Mamela, the second guy, did nothing. If that would be the case, it's not so gishmak, our halacha, at least won't be gishmak, why is he putting together with Marba B'chavil, it's a whole different lamdis. But our second shot over there, and I think that's what he means here too, is that Ad Khan, when you chayev, like remember we had the case of Taisaf, his own shooting an arrow at a keli, and someone else knock breaks the keli, the second guy is chayev, even though the arrow is about to break it, because the second guy broke it in a way that the first guy didn't break. I mean, it wasn't with the arrow. However, we said, let's say the guy will move the keli closer to the arrow, or he'll blow the arrow to go move the arrow quicker, whatever it is. But ultimately, the hezek was the exact same hezek that the first guy did, then even Taisus would be moider that you're part. And that's Mikla Kalya. The anus was on the money, and all I did is I brought the money closer to the anus. That's all I did. So Mamela, it's Mikla Kalya. I didn't contribute any new hezek. That whole hezek already happened from the first guy. And even Taisus would be moider that you're part. Well, that's basically what this case is. So when you sent the anus, and then the second guy sent the anus, so that guy is sending the exact same anus. So he's doing nothing. There's no Tosefes Hezek that the second guy did that the first guy didn't do. The exact same anus, exact same Maisa Hezek. Memeila, the second guy is going to be Potter. And it's very mishmashma like that. That's why the Maram puts the two halakas together. Marba B'chavila and this, because it's the same lomdis. In the Maram's world, the Marba B'chavila is the same thing. That the whole Hezek came from the first guy, the second guy didn't do anything. Memeila is going to be Potter. And we'll be shtickle all right to that pshat that we said before.
But if you have the score of what you said before, that the person can say, so why can't the first guy say, why can't the first guy tina?
Not with an honest. Not with an honest. If a guy owes money, we talked about we're stamp owing money, whatever. But now when you're talking about an honest who's trying to be meiser you, we have a chazak, he's for sure going to be meiser you, and you're not going to be able to save yourself anyway. The meiser is, let me just be meiser something. If you recall then when we talked about Mikla Kalya, we're tumbling back and forth. The Mechaber says a lashon that he was nenas. It means the anus was on the money. He was right there. And then you were, the anus also forced you to pick up the money and give it over. And we said it's Mikla Kalya in your potter. And the Chazon Ish makes a diak. Vaisa is only if you be nenas to do that extra maisa, naisav and naisav beidayim, will you be potter. But without an oinus, if the anus will be right there and you decide to be a good Samaritan and pick it up and give it to the anus, then you would be chayv. It's only if the anus forced you on that second step as well. And we want to know what's going on. And we had a pshat that maybe you only need the oinus to show you that the anus is so serious. Different pshatim in that idea. But here you see it, Maram used the svar over here, and here the second guy wasn't nenas. So it's a mamish afu sharaya from the Maram that the svar of Mikla Kalya is an independent svar. It works even without the second guy being nenas. And it'll be a right to what we said there, not like the Chazon Ish L'Chaim, but you don't need to be nenas to invoke this het of Mikla Kalya. It's once the anus is on the money, and all you did is carry that oinus through, nothing new, there's no scratches of a hezek, then you're going to be part of your maisa.
Why did you use a lashon then over there, nenas?
Oh, why is it? We said over, only there, maybe only there, was only to show you that the guy was so serious, because if he wouldn't have been ma'anis you, then it would have been saved. We had a few eights out, but not because you really need that element. The Chazon Ish sounds like you need a nenas, you see from this maram, not like that. And Be'etzim, the Mashmoyisid Ramah, going back to the other thing, Mashmoyisid Ramah is it doesn't say what specific money it was. It means over there we had a concept, Mikla Kalya was on this money, he's about to take the tape recorder. And you go ahead and you give him the tape recorder. That tape recorder is a done deal. Over here when the Ma brings it down and says that the first guy was Moise and the second guy was Moise, doesn't say Moise on which money. Maybe it was Moise that they just levied criminal charges against the guy. Said the guy killed somebody, he tattletailed against him that tax evasion, whatever it is, doesn't show which money that the Nimsar ultimately lost was part of the Maisa. Yeah, I didn't direct the government or the Tsar take that dollar, right? It just get him because he's doing something terrible and throw the book at him and penalize him and hit him and do whatever you can to get him. It was a more general, broad Maisa Mesira. And nevertheless, the Maram invokes this concept of Mikla Kalya because that person, that Maisa Mesira was already done. The first guy already tattled on the government to get the guy, so the second guy wasn't Maisa of anything. Whatever would have happened and whatever did happen, happened all from the first guy. What I'm going to bring this out for is because Had the svar been like the granat over there, the mikla kaya was, that it's idol, it's already hefka, because it's a done deal and it's hefka, that only works if you tell me mikla kaya on a specific item. So that hefka is like gone. It's not save. You can't save it. So memele, it's gone, it's already hefka. But over here, where it's not on a specific item, you can't say the lumdus, it's already hefka. And yet you see that we still have the concept of mikla kaya. All right, Alright, anyway, but what we see from here is, again, the Ramah says, the Kozman shall nifta mi mizhira shayna hanezek bo mi grammar rishon. It already came from the grammar rishon. It was there from the grammar rishon. The second guy didn't do anything. The Ramah's maizif, this is all from the Maram. However, this extra shtick is not from Maram. Vafilu loy mosray, ragra anes o akim shiyagidu lasar. Even if there was no previous maizif mizhira, just whatever terrible thing that this nimsa did, that you have a good juicy piece of information to be mice him, he did it in front of Goyim. He did it in front of the Sar, Ananas, whatever it is. So you know that the Sar is going to know about it anyway. Look in the Sma, Rasulayman, Sukan Khafe, Imra, Sar Meyatma, if the Sar himself saw, or Akim Ra'uhu, or the Goy saw, the Oz Mistama Yagidu La Sar Masharosh, Osa Ruvain. You have a Chazak, if a Goy saw you doing something terrible, he's Zicha going to snitch on the guy and tell it to the Sar. He saw him beat up Shimon. So he sees the guy did something terrible. You know, if Reuven beat up Shimon, he hit Shimon in front of a guy, you know for sure the guy's going to tattletale on him already. So after Alok Levi, Vigid Lesara Reuven, his part to Levi, the Beloy Hagadosai, Vade Yivoda Lasara Ide Yakum. The same thing. You don't need Reuven to ready to be the Maiserishan. Even if it was done in front of a guy already, you have a chazaka, the Sarah of Zicha know about it, and it's already a done deal. Now the Grider, when the Sma quoted over, he says in two cases, Imra Hasar Me Atzmoi, or Akum Ra'uhu, and who does Zicha Yagidu Lasar. The Lashon Rama is Ra Anus, or Akum She Yagidu Lasar. So I guess he's learning the Anus is the Sar. If you look at the truth, Marival, it's Masha a little different. Marival's Masha, the Tsar is the Tsar who's doing the terrible thing. But in the audience, it was an Anis, someone who was known to always tattle on Yidin. And then it was Stam Goyim. So he says, first of all, Yena, I forgot the guy's name, Yena Goy was there. So he's Zicha going to get the guy. And even if he won't be there, Stam, since he did it in front of Goyim, everyone knows Stam Goyim, Smechim Le'ed, the Chokim Kishol Rav, they love to snitch on Yidin. They the Mamish, they feast on this. This is what they enjoy, to get Yidin in trouble, so you know for sure that it's going to be Yevodah La'asar. It's slightly different touch, but either way, it's the same concept. The concept is even if no one did the Maisa Mesira yet, it's just you know for sure that the guy with Zicha know about it, with Zicha find out about it, that's already enough to pata you when you go and Maisa him. It's a mamish, a major chiddush. And Be'etzim, this needs a beer. What's going on? Till now we said the pshat was, because it's like Marba B'chavila, everything was done, or it's a mikla kalya, it's already done. Everything is on the way, it's already been burned. What happens if Marba B'chavila, you didn't light the fire yet, but you're planning on lighting a fire. And I beat you to it, and I light the fire and I burn down Levi's field. You're going to tell me I'm potter because Reuven was going to burn it down anyway? Rather not. No such thing. Marba B'chavila means if the fire is already on the way, and then I go ahead and I add to the fire, so my adding is insignificant, it doesn't count because Reuven's fire already did it, because it's already on the way. So Bishloima in the first case where Reuven already snitched on him. So Shimon snitching did nothing, because Reuven, whatever happened at the end, ultimately happened from Reuven snitching. It's like Marba B'chavila, everything was a done deal. But here already we're tying that Shimon is part of why, because since the mice happened in front of the guy, and the guy would have, could have, and should have told the Tsar what happened, and he will, Yet Hashem, give him a few more days, he'll tell the Tsar. And you chop the rein, and you told the Tsar first, and you got him in trouble, all of a sudden you're part of because it would have happened. You're talking, it doesn't make any sense. And if you look at Marival, this is coming from Marival, you look up the Chuvis, he quotes this Chuvis Maram, talks about Marba V'chivil, I don't know how that stems. And then at the end he says, another Svara, maybe he's really relying on this Svara, because really this doesn't, this Halak and this beer, I saw already Achrenim Blaib Shrey on this Halak, what's going on, but if you look at Marival, he says at the end, he says, since the Chiv of Moisa to pay is really only a Knas, it's not Medina, I don't know how he knew that. It could be as a machlokes. It's not a simple garmi. It's only a knas dika garmi. The meila he holds that they never enacted such a knas in such a case where anyway that hezek would have come about anyway. They only did it if he was the total and sole cause of the hezek. But if that hezek would have come about anyway, they didn't enact such a chiev of garmi by moisa. it's interesting, like we with Makarta such a vart, and the Ramad just brings it down. It's a pella. I mean, it's such a chiddush din. The Ramad brings it down to pata the second guy. I don't know, but anyway, but that's l'chayyeh. It's the only pshat I have to stim it to remember chavila that previous halacha l'chayyeh doesn't work out so well. All right. Now let's go on. This is a very sadistic thing. Yesh oimrim. The ma'aser the Ramad brought down. I don't have a chiluk on the Ramad other than it's a pella. Like the first part is very geschmack. If there already was a ma'aser mesir and done, so then it's like marba b'kavila. But the second part in a kanami, because he would have done it, we know for sure it's a chazaka would have been done. Need some help here. All right. Now, if you look in the Shach, you should already say the Shach here. The Shach in Sifkat Mem Gimel, the Lashon Rama is the Chosman Shalonifta Mem Mesira Harishayna. We know that the Nezek came Migram Harishin. The Shach goes on, it's weiter from the Maram. Vim Yesh Safek Bedava Im Nifta Mem Mesira Harishayna. If it's a Safek, if he was Nifta Mem Mesira Harishayna. And vaitav achrim potter, kainav v'chus maram sham. Not only do we say that the second guy is potter, if we know, we could assume that the first guy caused the whole hezek, but even if you have a suffix, if the first guy caused the whole hezek, maybe his mesira already was over with. The story was maybe the judge already passed him what he had to mitzah the first mesira, and you came along and made another mesira. But maybe whatever hezek could have come out would have come out also because of the first guy alone. That's already enough. That suffix is already enough to pater the second guy. It's already a chiddush. The first guy is going to be pater l'chayr also. Because it's a Zavik, so it's a Mitzvah Rei. You can't get the first guy, and you won't be able to get the Tzinezek guy. Pashas, that should be the Halacha. However, that's not how the Ksais understood the Shak. The Ksais understood the Shak that he just means that the second guy is Potter, but the first guy will be Chayiv. And the Ksais jumps on the Shak on both accounts. First of all, he has Rais. I don't want to go into it, but in Shimpei Gimel, Shrei Halacha, but when you have Shnaim Sheziku Bevazachas, and you're not sure who is Mazik, we don't say Mitzvah Mekvel of a Raya, but we say that they both have to pay Chatzi. That's the halakha. When Melozak Tuktai is Vivad Yom Mesupik, if the second guy did the Hezek or not, why are we saying Mitzvah Mekvel of a Raya and the second guy is Pato, which should say that they both should from the Hezek and they both should have to pay. That's his first kasha. And the second kasha is on this Diyek, that's Masha, Achron Pato, and the Rishon Eskayev, he said, how could that be? Vivad Yavasafik, so you have Safik, it should be the first guy should also be Pato.
Now, I was going to ask you about Garmi, though, because this Din of Suffolk Army, are you
mechuyev
by a case of
Suffolk Army? I don't know, it should be like a regular Din of Suffolk Mazik. Suffolk Mazik also Potter, but when you're Mazik B'shutzah, so you like sort of a Vadi Mazik, just don't know who did it, but we know for sure the Hezek came from Shneim, so then there's a halakha. That halakha, you should know, also needs to be in Shimfei Gimel, the Tzitz, yes, on that halakha. Why is the Shneim Hezek of Yomasupik, why do we say that they both have to pay? It brings the right from the Gemara, but still needs a beer. There's kind of much over there with this halacha.
What if the first guy comes and the judge, you know, the Sala says, nah, it's one guy, you know, then they get the second.
And he's a mak of a patish.
Right.
So maybe it's like. So then Lechayr, Shnaim, Shezek, Bevazakat. It's Zaino Yaakov, Zaino Yaakov, but together they went and they were Mazak, and Lechayr, Bechay Gavno, it should be Chayv. And
yeah, I remember learning Gemara about when a Hezek by Behema, when there's a Suffolk, which Behema it is.
And Akanami, that's Mbava Kam, and Akanami.
Yeah.
But over here, by other Mamazak, I told you, the Tzaytza Vedi Blaif Shreya on that Aloka is a Raif Nigmar, but then Bir needs help. Okay, but
look. It would be 3/4 and 1/4.
Why? Because he's a Vadi in his Suffolk? Okay, you mean like Baba Kam type of concepts, I hear. All right. They asked that type over there by Vinchimpe Gimel. The ratio doesn't work out over there either. Okay, but fine. Let's move on. Let's hop around this end of the Ramah. I was hoping to do Siv Ches tonight. I read in Miyash on that, but at least Siv Zayin, this last halacha is very, very sadistic. Yesh Oimrim, and it's halacha lamaisa. Yesh Oimrim, the Adam, Hamukh Mechaveroi, someone who's being beaten up. I'm not sure if it's present or past tense, you'll see in a second. Yocholelech likboy lefnei akum. He's allowed to file charges, he's allowed to call the police, he's allowed to get goyim involved. Af agav the goyim lamaka hezek gadol. Even if he's causing the maka a great hezek, more than his kedin, he's allowed to do it if he's being beaten up. What's pshat in this halakha? So in the brackets it says Mordechai Marivayel, Chuvis Maimini, Maram Marisberg. If you look up this halakha in those Yishayinim, in the Kadmainim, you see that the halakha is far from Pashit. And the case was, with numerous Tanoim, why the Rama left it out here, I'm not sure. But the case was that the guy was already beaten up. He's not trying to self-defense. He was already beaten up. And is he angry at the guy? Boy, does he want to fix this Mazik's wagon. He wants to mamish get him back. Mamish, he wants to do nakama. And he's mamish because. So because he calls the police on him, or he sicks a guy on him, and he gets him back. And there the tshuvas say that even though you're not allowed to do that, and you're a moisa, but ein odem nitfas b'shas tzarai, a person can't be held accountable when he's so bitzar. And Mela, since he did such a thing, b'shas tzarai, we won't give him a full din moisa. And that was a takonis akihilis. It wasn't minadin. Minadin, we should hit him with the full bookings of moisa mamish. But a takonis akihilis war, we won't give him a full din moisa. And the tshuvas maram said, but avadi has to pay. We won't give him a full din moisa. Another chief Smiram says, could be maybe the takonis akili says, it doesn't know why, but maybe the takonis akili would pat you from paying as well, because maybe the takonis was to teach the maka a lesson not to go around to be maka. It means if he would ask us, could you call the police of that? Not, yeah, it's a maisa mazira. But if he already got clap, he already was called the police on the maka, we're not going to stand to help out this maka. Takonis akilis don't help out makas because they should learn the lesson not to do it again. And maybe the takonis went as I write, even to part him from money. The Jews of Miram was masupik, how far the takonis went. Good. So let's say, and other Marival held that the takonis went even to part him from money. But it's not a blank check. In fact, not only that, it's not a heter altogether. It's if the guy did something, shaloi kedin, he couldn't help himself, he was b'shas tzarai, we ended up not giving him a din mois, and we also ended up patering him from what? From even his chiv l'shalim. But the Lashon Ramah is, yochel leilich likbal of ne'akam l'chatchili, he could do it, that we do not see from these tshuvas. Oh, that's a shock, because that's not, in these Makayas that the Ramah brings down, I'm not sure if it's the Ramah's Makayas, but whoever's Makayas, when Andaki Mosharak brings down these Makayas. And those Makayas over there is talking about, they're trying to take Nakama. And then the Chuvis Ramah and Simon Pei Ches brings down this halacha, and he says also, it's only Bishan Zamoy, but if he calmed down, if it's 3 hours later or a day later, whatever takes to get him to calm down, he won't have this heta. Then avada will be a maisa. And there's only heta on this guy. It's not going to be a heta for somebody else to do, because his own else doesn't have the shazama, unless it's his wife or whatever, his kids, who want to take revenge. But if it's a fremda, you know, and he's trying to help out, you're not bekas. So you won't have this p'tur, certainly not a heta. And the Ramah chooses Ramah says, only in a case where there's no bezin be'ir. So he had no avenue to go be koivel in front of a bezin. So his only avenue was in front of a koiz. And it only is talking about where it was Yedua be'edim that he was makim. If it was not Yedua be'edim, you're not going to say, be able to say later on, oh, he hit me, and therefore I did all this, because l'shakas chay l'cho barya. There's so many tnoim over here, which Ramah in Chuvis has, and other poskim have, yet the Ramah leaves out over here. I don't know. To shver Ramah, but certainly not like even the Goyin, when he brings it down, he says, Bleib shver, and he says, it's only, even if you hold like the Ramah and the Goyin in Memvav, he says, what do you see? You can go to Akam, it's only Bedini Israel. And he says, even, yeah, it's only Dafka B'yefshel Hatzah B'nin Acher, but if you can be Hatzah B'nin Acher, Avad, you won't have this Heta. What's going on? All right. But Lagabe your Shaila, maybe it's talking about our self defense, that is the Shach. If you look in the Shach, and Sivkat Memhei, he says, Kosev Vedaki Moisha, Vizel Shoinu, Vichen Kosev Maram Mirisberg, Vikosev, Dimrogul Hakus Habriois, Mutu Lakatsitz Yodoy Ide Akoim, or Lahatsit Mamoinoi, or Lahatsu Bechet Meyavorov. Yolado. If you have a person who's rogol akas, so you know he's doing it today, you know he's going to do it again tomorrow, he beats up on people, then you're allowed to chop off his hand, you'll have the mafsid mamoinai, whatever it takes, you're allowed to do to stop him, because this is the right, this is like self-defense, this is for the future, you're worried to prevent this in the future. Vayncharim sheherek bedina melu, vein dvarav nirin, this is all the Daki Moshe talking, tafilu maise gama, even a maise gama is only also, it's still also labid mamoinai, v'kol shekein zeh, kein nirili akan l'shainai. The Daki Moshe argues with the Jews, Maram Yerzberg, you want to cut off his hand, that's one thing. If you want to be mafsed his money, the halacha is that even a maise, you're not allowed to be mafsed his money. It also labdi mamim biyadayim. It says later on by Moisad, you don't have a heter to kill him, but you don't have a heter to be mafsed his money, because why should his kids lose a yerusha? He'll die, but the kids will be zechiyush. His kids could be tzaddikim. So you want to kill him, fine, but to be mafsed his money, you're hurting dayrus here. That you're not allowed to do. So the Rama
said, the only breadwinner of their family is also mazik the kids.
He has no right to live. He has no right to exist. He did a Maisa Rishas of Maisa. He doesn't have a right to live. We can kill him. But we don't have a right to take away his money. Akan Loshen Daki Moisha. V'lo yiradati le'seif das harav, d'zel Loshen Maram Marisburg, mitzvah l'chol odum lahagid l'shefet ployni hika ployni, v'oid hochum bekasam tasakach shalo yesef oy. Because you see that there's still these makim are wild, the vilde chevra, and they're going to still do it. Shalo yesef oy, v'myala l'shefet olov, v'yika kola shaloi pota magid dum lavkein, ein l'chol which is better, to cut off a hand or to make him lose his money? He's not sure which is better. All right. Vim Kain zokt shach on the daki mishes kasha le kosher mi meisa. The hakal hatzlu ba vif shel atzilu um loish yagad le shefet vayde kach um mafsed moment u pshite dem yichelum la hatzel an nimsa yede shefet a meisa moment de shari u mitzvahu. Vay de moment meisa daf kolav de biyarasa av la hafsed a de garmi is motor. See, it's two terutzim. First of all, this is self defense for the future, which you have a heta even to be mafsed moment. And the second terutz is you're allowed to be mafsed moment a de garmi. You're only not allowed to be mafsed or Moses' mom and be a dime. There's a lot of radio. I ran out of time. There's a lot of radio to understand what's going on in Maram Rizik and Talochel and Mais and Negev. We're going to have to do it next time, Belin Neda. But one thing is you see over here that not only you're allowed to do it, but Mitzvah, Chol Adam Lagid Lashayfet, everyone's allowed to do it. And the Chavetz Chaim is what's going on. You're not allowed to say an Eidus, an Eid Echad, even if someone is an Eid Echad. You're not allowed to say an Eidus. If Gebot on your Eidus are going to act upon it, Yosem in a din of an eid echad. Here you're going to snitch and tell the Tsar. The Tsar is going to levy criminal charges and get this guy. Or from your eidus of an eid echad, which is Yosem in a din. Because in a din you need two eidim. And we know a klal gadol, you never let her do that. So why over here is it mutar? And the Chavetz Chaim says, in klal yud, sif beis, he says here it's different because this is for self-defense for the future and it's not just mumin, it's for guf. So he says, Shelo both, I'm not sure. But Mela, that's why it's more. To believe that the next time I should go more bariches. Hachag kosher v'sameach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.